You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
In Psalm 133, behold how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down on the collar of his robe. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion, for there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore. In today's reading from Psalm 133, we see a depiction of God's abundant blessing for those who seek to live together in peace, joy, and unity. In this psalm, King David tells us to behold, that is to take notice of, something quite remarkable and very beautiful, the blessing of God's people living together in unity. What is the distinctive feature of this gift? King David declares it is good when God's people live together in unity. We know that God is abundantly good, and everything he created is good, and reflects in some measure his own glory and goodness. God loves us by willing good to us. He wants us to share in his goodness and steadfast love in all of our relationships. Psalm 133 also tells us that living together in unity is pleasant. It pleases God, and it brings us joy when harmony and goodwill prevail in our relationships. This harmony and unity can only be sustained by God's power and grace. This unity is likened to the precious oil which was poured upon Aaron's beard and robe when he was anointed as Israel's first high priest. And it is also likened to the dew of Mount Hermon, which brought fresh moisture and life-giving water to Zion, God's holy city and people. In Romans 5, verse 5, Paul the Apostle tells us that God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. The precious and fragrant oil poured out on Aaron points to the Lord Jesus Christ, our high priest and king, who anoints us with the overflowing oil of the Holy Spirit, who transforms our minds and hearts to be like Jesus in holiness of life, purity, and love for one another. And the dew of Hermon, which brought moisture and living water to Zion, is a symbol of the living waters of the Holy Spirit, who revives our drooping spirits and weary bodies with renewed strength and growth in life together as disciples of Christ. The blessing of living together in unity extends not only to this present life, but to eternity as well. How do we grow and maintain a life of unity together? In Romans 12, verse 18, Paul the Apostle tells us, if this is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. I have learned that if I have caused offense to anyone, I should resolve to repair the relationship as soon as possible and ask forgiveness for any wrongdoing I have done. A peacemaker seeks both the common good and the well-being of each individual. A peacemaker is not quarrelsome or divisive. A peacemaker is kind and respectful in speech and behavior, and is not easily provoked to anger or irritation. And above all else, a peacemaker expresses genuine love, kindness, and brotherly encouragement and support. The Lord Jesus, on the eve of his sacrifice, in his high priestly prayer, interceded for the unity of all Christians. Father, may they all be one, even as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. This is from John 17, verse 21. Living in unity with our fellow Christians is not an option, but God's will and intention for all members of the body of Christ. Wherever we can, in our homes, sharing groups, churches, and communities, we are exhorted to make every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. The Lord Jesus, through his victory on the cross, has canceled the debt of our sins and has torn down the walls of division and hostility between us, thus making peace, reconciliation, in unity possible for all who follow him. Father, make us all one, as you and the Son and the Holy Spirit are perfectly one in love, truth, and holiness.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.